This is St. Louis Public Radio. Fairmount Park Racetrack has held horse races since 1925 in Collinsville, but in recent years the track has cut back to just 41 annual racing days, down from 150 at its height. Illinois lawmakers approved a gambling expansion last spring that may change the track's fortunes. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt visited Fairmount recently to find out how fast the track expects to round the corner after years of struggle.
It's a race day at Fairmount, and the stands are packed by hundreds for Horse Hooky Tuesday. Families with children and older patrons enjoy the balmy weather, broken only by a slight breeze. They're all here to see one thing, the horses race. But the track is practically deserted on any day when there's not live horse racing. Competition from other casinos in the St. Louis region and video gaming terminals in Illinois slowly chipped away at the track's attendance and prize money, leaving just 41 days with live races this year. Jim Watkins owns horses that race at Fairmount and says empty stands have become the new normal.
We went from racing 5 days a week, 10 races a day, to 2 days a week, usually 7 races a day.
Watkins is also a member of the Illinois Horsemen's Benevolent and Protection Association Board of Directors. The association represents horse owners and trainers in the state of Illinois and lobbied lawmakers for years to allow more types of gambling at the track. They got their wish this year when Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the massive gaming expansion into law in June. Racetracks can now apply for a license to host table games like blackjack and roulette, slots, video gambling, and sports betting for the first time ever. Brian Zander, president and general manager of Fairmount, says it puts the track on an even playing field.
We were constantly and have been constantly on the defensive, and now I think we have an opportunity to go on the offensive.
He says additional racing days and expanded gambling will ensure larger payouts for those who race their horses at the track. The statute requires racetracks dedicate about 13% of their gross revenue from gambling to racing purses. Zander says he anticipates the expansion will nearly double the prize money for race winners, which means Fairmount can attract and host more competitive races. But Tom Swaik of the Illinois Casino Gaming Association is skeptical the gambling expansion will actually deliver on its promises. His organization represents many casinos around the state and says the Metro East will be oversaturated with gambling opportunities.
There's going to be so many new venues that basically you're not creating a whole lot of new gamblers or any new gamblers. You're just moving the money around from 10 casinos to 21.
But Zander argues live racing coupled with casino gaming and sports betting will make Fairmount a unique destination. Any changes to the track are still far off. Zander says Fairmount has to apply for its gaming licenses and wait for the Illinois Gaming Board to establish new rules.
This stuff doesn't happen overnight. I'm pointing towards 2021 is when we can actually go full-blown.
The track will eventually eclipse 100 annual racing days. The new law requires it for Fairmount to retain its gaming license. That's good news for regular patrons of the track, like Bob Bell. He says he has visited Fairmount for more than 20 years.
Whatever it takes to keep the racetrack open, that's what I'm for. This is a good place to be. I have a lot of fun every time I come.
The odds look better for Fairmount than they have in a long time. But the real test for the track comes over the next few years when the wager on gambling expansion plays out. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmidt, St. Louis Public Radio.